Those sounds reportedly coming from the Syrian city of Homs, where anti-government protesters continue to come under fire from security forces. Arab League monitors visited Homs this week. It's part of a mission to check on government forces, see if they're complying with the peace plan. The team's leader, the monitor's leader, said he saw nothing frightening during his visit. We're joined now by Abu Rami, a medical student in Homs. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I have to ask you about this. Has caused some controversy that one of the leader of the monitors group, the observers group, said that there was nothing frightening in Homs. What part of the city could he have been visiting? From what I understand, a large part of Homs has been under fire, has been damaged, and there's been a lot of people injured and killed.
Yes, exactly. How we can suppose to believe this leader of this commission, and while they were here in Homs, and nine mercenaries killed by the security forces. Yesterday we have 32 mercenaries in the commune of Syria, and nine mercenaries in Homs city. The delegations of observers yesterday visited several areas in Homs and met with some people to see some of what goes on these areas. So this delegation also passed by secure checkpoints and saw tanks near Bab Drib, Bab Siba, Bab Amr area, and other neighborhoods. This delegation also witnessed defection of some officers and soldiers who left their security checkpoint and joined the delegation, which caused the army to fire at them in Bab Siba. All of these actions happened while Arab monitors are here.
Well, so how do you feel about the Arab League monitors? I mean, this is the first time that the Syrian government has allowed outside observers in the country. There were some hopes that this might help to stop the violence against the civilians there, at least temporarily. Does this make you question the credibility of the mission?
Yes, there's a lot of question about this delegation, and we feel doubt about this. In fact, we supposed to feel safe in the presence of this Arab delegation, but we actually not. We faced fire, we faced violence against us. Many of people in Al Khaldiya neighborhood tried to go to the center of the city and to make a big sit-in there. But there were more security forces and Shabiha that changed their clothes into a normal one and shooting us by tear bombs. After that, they started shooting directly, and five people were died by the bullets of them. All of these actions happened, and this Arab delegation was in other area. I need to tell you one more thing. This Arab delegation were under control by the regime and the security intelligence. There were many officers that working to the regime that was together with the delegation. Whenever where they go, we are afraid that the delegation is controlled by the regime and the security forces also. So for that reason, there are many questions about them. There are doubts about the results that will came from them.
All right, that is Abu Rami. He is a medical student in Homs, Syria. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.